Okay, I made a promise, and you know I keep my promises. It is my absolute pleasure now to introduce to our wonderful listeners two beautiful women. It's Susie and Lakia. I'm saying that right, Lakia?
Yeah, that's it.
Samford. And these two ladies are very heavily into Taekwondo, which is not something that you'd sort of think we're getting into business about, but we've got these ladies, they're coming come in today to tell us a little bit about what they get up to during the course of their days. And Lakia, I think we might start with you, being the wonderful daughter that gets into all of these things. Tell us a little bit about, why you and Susie started up this mother-daughter. Well, you've become a little bit of a power dynamo duo, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so we, I did a lot of my growing up in America, and we started with the ATA when I was maybe about seven. Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about
and
right.
And before that, I was doing ITF Taekwondo from when I was two. So when we decided to move back here and open up the first ATA school in Australia, we just took it and ran, pretty much. So it's been amazing for the last 10, 12 years.
So you've been doing it for that long?
A long time, yeah.
Wow, wow. Susie, tell us a little bit about the fact that Lakia started doing this at a very young age. Obviously, you were a bit involved in it well before that.
I have been involved in it for many
I'll
years.
I'll get you to move a little closer to the microphone so our listeners can hear you, Susie. Thank you.
I've definitely been involved in it for many, many years, so it was really great for my children. They grew up on the mats, and, yeah, Lucky's been doing this for about 22 years. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It
we
is.
We get to do this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it is your little business, or not such a little business, but it is your business.
It
and
is.
The pair of you work in it daily?
Yes. So we okay. have schools from Sunshine Coast through Brisbane down to the Gold Coast. So our main mission is to help inspire men and women, boys and girls, but particularly mums. And, you know, empowering themselves and their daughters and, you know, building that strength and that confidence and that empowerment. And not only that, the bond that you build with your kids when you're doing this journey together, it's been incredible for us. So we're really on a mission to share that.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you said that you've got this desire to motivate and encourage girls and women of all ages to achieve their goals. Mm-hmm. So what is it about the American Taekwondo situation that is a little bit different to any others? And forgive me, I don't know too much about it. But tell me
look, there. I mean, I have an appreciation for martial arts of all types, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I've done quite a lot. But when we discovered the ATA, when we moved to America, the community that the organization as a whole encouraged and built really resonated with me and with my children. So we just embraced that, the philosophy behind it, the support. So when we came out here, we had that opportunity to
build a family almost.
Yeah, we call it our little ATA family. Well, it's not so little anymore.
Not so little. But,
yeah.
And I believe that you've also, Lakia, has been selected as and honoured as an international ambassador for ATA.
Yeah.
She has. Yeah. We're so proud.
It's been the best couple of weeks finding that information out.
Yeah, so you've only just discovered that this is the case?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what did you have to do to become an ambassador for ATA?
Okay, well, the biggest thing about being an ambassador for the ATA is being passionate about what you do. So I think that through social media and through my friends and family and the ATA, I've been really, really involved and wanting to just spread awareness and spreading the love of ATA. So I think that definitely helped when, we went through the application process and so I just got back from Las Vegas Spring Nationals, and that was where, that was where they introduced us all, and it was just so much fun.
It would have been fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, I believe another little feather in your cap is the pair of you have done a black belt together. So, I mean, we don't muck about with you, do we? Hey?
Well, we've definitely... when I joined the ATA, I joined it with no intention of instructing again. I just wanted to do it with my children. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've had a martial arts career before ATA, but mm-hmm. I decided to come through the ranks with my kids. So Lakia and mm-hmm. I have done that. So we're both fifth-degree black belts now, and it's been a 20-year process, but it's been amazing.
I just wish we had view radio, because when you think of people doing taekwondo or martial arts, you probably think of somebody that could have a little bit of weight on them and a bit of height and a bit of this and a bit of that. And these two women are so tweeny, and you might be able to work that out from their beautiful soft voices. That how amazing. And I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of either of you, actually, with these black belt situations.
I love it. Every time I meet someone and tell them what I do, they have no idea.
No!
They're like, no way.
No! Because, you know, if you said you were beauticians, I'd go, yeah, that fits. But then what do I know
I'm
about
flattered.
That? Now, I've got a little note here saying the legacy martial arts. Tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners a little bit about that.
So Legacy Martial Arts is actually, so where our schools are called ATA Legacy Martial Arts. So for me, I selected the name Legacy, being that I'm building my legacy to pass on to my children.
Okay.
For them to pass on through, you know, through generations. So that's where the legacy part comes into it.
Lovely.
We have so many strong, powerful mums, black belts who train with it. We have a lot of dads too, don't get me wrong. They train with their kids and their black belts. So just to watch these families and generations just do this thing together.
You build their legacy
too. It just makes your heart so happy.
Lovely,
you know?
Lovely. Now, you're up at North Lakes, am I correct in saying that?
Yes, we have a school at North Lakes.
Yes, at North Lakes and the other places as well?
Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast.
Okay, all right. And from what you're saying, it's more of a family environment situation, so which is good and which is what we want to promote. And how many times a week would a person really need to go to start becoming good?
We really encourage our students to do 2-3 classes a week minimum. And the environment we've created is where it's their second home.
So, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we have classes.
So it's a very, very friendly environment. Yeah.
And we focus on building our students from the inside out. You know, the kicking and punching, that's the fun part. That's the bonus.
Okay.
But it's the stuff on the inside that's really important to us.
Yeah. And now I know Lakeisha started at a very young age. Would that be fairly normal?
Actually, it is. Well,
it is.
She was probably just that little bit, being that I've always been an instructor.
Yep.
She started a little bit younger than most. But
four,
we have students as young
four
as
and five-year-olds.
Three years, okay. Yeah. We have several,
lovely.
many 3-year-olds.
My favourite class to teach is our Tiger program, and that's 3, 4, 5 and 6-year-olds. And it's you can just imagine
goodness.
How much fun it is.
Yes.
So cute.
It would be fun.
Put a nunchuck in a 3-year-old's hand and it's the cutest thing you'll ever see.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I wouldn't have sort of thought to be putting a nunchuck in anybody's hand at this point in time. But, no, it's lovely. Now, ladies... thank you for coming in and sharing this with us, because I'm not sure that a lot of people know, and perhaps younger people do know about Australian Taekwondo, American Taekwondo and Legacy Martial Arts. So if somebody was interested in becoming involved, you've got a website?
We do. Our website's info@ATA. Actually, no,
that's our email.
Email.
Yeah.
I'm not very savvy in this stuff.
Okay. Our website's ataaustralia.com. And then you can, we've got Facebook and Instagram. We're pretty media driven. So, yeah, you can find our information pretty easy if you look up ATA Martial Arts Australia.
And because it is a family sort of environment situation, it'd be absolutely beautiful to see the little ones with their brothers and their mothers and their sisters come in and do that. And also to learn how to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Which is hugely important.
Emotionally and physically as well. You know, building that resilience and the confidence. And it's really important, particularly in today's day and age, more so the emotional and mental aspect. Because it's a different society now than what it was when I was young.
Yes, yes. So we do need to do that, and anything that will give a person just that little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, while we're speaking to Letitia and Susie, it's simply because we were told by a beautiful lady by the name of Tanya Tower, who is an inspiring ninja. So, Tanya, if you're listening, well done. She got a letter into us to say these two women are absolutely an inspiration, and she thought it would be a good idea if we allowed us to, or if we were allowed to let that little bit of information get out there to a whole lot more people.
She's just so amazing.
Good on her. Good on her to do that. And ladies, thank you for coming in. I really didn't expect you to come all the way from North Lakes, but I'm delighted that you did.
Thank you so much.
And how lovely to meet you, because this is not the picture I would have painted, let me tell you. And you should never do that, I know. But just to let our listeners know, Shane has taken a photograph of the women, and it will be up on our podcast later on this afternoon, so you can get on and have a little look. And if you're interested, why wouldn't you track them down and get involved? Make this your 2020 program, hey?
I love it.
This would be the goal.
Yes,
sounds great. Ladies, lovely to see you.
Lovely
to meet you.
Thank
you so much for coming in and talking to us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We love women doing beautiful things for our community, and you're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll go off now and have a little bit of music while I say goodbye to our beautiful ladies.